Buffle grass is a rugged, invasive weed that insinuates itself into the local ecosystem wherever it is introduced. It was originally used to feed livestock and to control erosion starting in the late 1800s, and it now permeates not only the Southwest, but other areas, including Hawaii. Beyond its unfair competition with local flora, buffle grass creates an extreme fire hazard, unlike any native desert plant, and fire doesn't even kill it. Mobilizing all of southern Arizona against the buffle grass threat is the mission of a community-based organization called the Buffle Grass Coordination Center. Joining me now is the group's chair, Sarah Smallhouse of the Thomas R. Brown Foundations, and Dr. Lindy Brigham, a plant pathologist and biologist who is the Coordination Center's executive director. So Sarah, tell me, what would you say to someone who might be new to Arizona or someone who lives here and doesn't think that buffle grass is a threat?
Some people may say, well, okay, so it's an environmental problem. We value the Sonoran Desert, but is this really a priority right now? And the answer is yes, it is a priority right now because we're going to deal with buffle grass one way or another. It's not a choice. The only choice we may have if we work very intelligently and quickly is, are we going to mitigate the threat of buffle grass by trying to control the invasive population in our region? Or are we going to let it go and try to control the fires that are very predictable? You know, I think it's fair to say imminent if we don't do something about this. So it's not whether to deal with buffle grass. It's how do we want to deal with it? And if we procrastinate at this point, we're really looking at a situation where we're sacrificing what repeatedly has been shown to be one of our highest values, which is the Sonoran Desert and our environment here, of which, you know, I might add, a large part of our economy depends on.
And as the fire is a threat to the desert, obviously, but it is also a threat to public safety and health because we have houses embedded in buffle grass at this point in time. And so we have infrastructure that will burn also. It's not just the desert, it's also our entire city.
The first time that we spoke, Sarah, was about 2 years ago, and you were here with Julio Betancourt from the U.S. Geological Survey, and you were making the case then that something needed to be done about this threat, and it needed to be done right away. 2 years later now, tell us what's evolved from that.
People in southern Arizona should be very proud of what's gone on because we have acted quickly and effectively. We formed the Southern Arizona Buffle Grass Coordination Center, which is an organization that can help coordinate all the many jurisdictions that are involved in trying to solve this problem. You have federal entities like the Park Service and the Forest Service and the Bureau of Land Management. You have Pima County. You have, you know, Sarita, Tucson, Oro Valley, Marana. That's a critical factor. What we're trying to do is reduce the population of buffle grass in the region so that we can bring it down to a level where it is conceivably manageable on into the future without breaking the back of the taxpayer. There's been a recent test, for example, that was a coordinated effort between the United States Forest Service, Pima County, and the University of Arizona to test precision aerial application of herbicide in areas that are either too remote or too steep. It's not safe to send people in to try and pull or hand spray. And last week, there was a test performed that went off without a glitch, exactly as planned. And now we'll be able to ask the question, what are the proper concentrations? What's the overspray? How accurate was it? What was the impact on non-target species? And so we can start evaluating where is this tool employable. That's a completely unprecedented kind of collaborative effort that we have facilitated.
Lindy, when you were first brought into this effort at the Coordination Center, what were the biggest problems facing your goal?
Essentially, it was to understand how big a problem we were working with. because each of these different jurisdictions were doing work, but we needed to know the big picture. And so one of the efforts is to do a mapping of the entire region. So identify who all is in the region, what they're doing, and where the buffalo grass is that we're dealing with. And that way we will know what kinds of efforts are needed in different situations, because it's not a one-size-fits-all for dealing with buffalo grass. Some places you can pull, some places you can spray, and some places, as Sarah mentioned, we need to do aerial spraying. And so getting a view of where it all is and what's being done is very critical. And so we've put together a mapping effort that takes in the entire Tucson Basin.
For our listeners at home who are hearing this message, what can they do to get involved?
There are many things that individuals can do. There's working in your own neighborhood associations for awareness and to get groups together to work on buffalo grass in that area. There are buffalo grass weed whacking groups that are around the city. Information on these groups is at our website, which is www.bufflegrass.org. And also to keep awareness with their legislative people, for the politicians, so that people know this is an issue that's important in Southern Arizona, and to put pressure on their governmental agencies and their legislatures that this is an issue that needs to be addressed.
Many hands make light work. A lot of small contributions add up, and no amount's too small. And we don't have a big staff, and we're doing a really important job. And so if somebody cares about the environment, this is a great place to help out.
Are there any policy changes that you would like to see put in place statewide that could help this situation?
We would like to see the issue of buffalo grass mitigation be a high priority for most of the departments, and especially the Department of Transportation, because the movement of buffalo grass along the highways is highly problematic. We would like to see that become a high priority in the future.
And what's the mechanism for it moving?
It moves by wind, so it gets on wheels and in vehicles, and it's transported that way too.
If you look at how buffalo grass is spreading, it's kind of going along the roadways, and then it goes out from there, and it gets harder and harder to control. If you had a tanker truck and could just do some weed control along the roadside, it would go a long way to keep this from continuing to spread and becoming a seed source for more remote areas. And really, the State Department of Transportation is the one that has to do that. I mean, they're really the only entity. You know, it's tough in this budgetary environment. But, you know, you can't not ask the question, so what's the alternative? And the alternative is much more expensive.
We have a link to get in contact with the Southern Arizona Buffalo Grass Coordination Center. It's on the Arizona Spotlight page at azpublicmedia.org. They invite the public to participate in a volunteer-powered Beat Back Buffalo Grass Day that's scheduled for Saturday, February 5th.